USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Two former presidents released video commencement messages to America's graduating high school seniors. Former Commander-in-Chief Bill Clinton calling for them to work towards compromise rather than conflict.
Help to build, not tear down. Help to support, not demean. If you do, you'll find your own path to fulfillment and happiness.
In his message, former President Barack Obama took some thinly veiled shots at the Trump administration.
Doing what feels good, what's convenient, what's easy, that's how little kids think. Unfortunately, a lot of so-called grown-ups, including some with fancy titles and important jobs, still think that way, which is why things are so screwed up.
The first tropical storm of the season has formed in the Atlantic Ocean. Tropical Storm Arthur not expected to impact the United States, although it will move close to the eastern shore of North Carolina tomorrow. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Some House and Senate Democrats are launching a probe into the firing of the State Department's Inspector General. Top Democrats say they believe the ousting of Steve Linnick was politically motivated. They allege Secretary of State Mike Pompeo made the recommendation to fire Linnick so as to block an investigation by the IG. Comedy fans still mourning the passing of Fred Willard at 86 on Friday. Here he is in a classic scene from the movie Best in Show from the year 2000.
Just an idea off the top of my head. Why did he put the blood on, put on one of those Sherlock Holmes hats, and put a little pipe in his mouth? Are they ever allowed to do anything like that, dress up a dog in a funny way?
No, that's not quite what the purpose of these shows
is. But it would, I think it would really get the crowd going. You know what I mean? The Sherlock
Absolutely,
Holmes hat
yes.
with a pipe. I don't know if you could make it look like smoke coming out of the pipe.
I think that would be a little dangerous.
I'd get a kick out of it.
Willard died of natural causes, and this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A pioneer for women in sports broadcasting and a former Miss America has passed away. Phyllis George was 70. She died on Friday because of complications from a blood disorder. The Texas native was crowned Miss America in 1971 before joining NFL Today in 1975, where she went on to work alongside Brent Musburger, Irv Cross, and Jimmy the Greek. In addition to her TV credits, she also had a cosmetics line, and she authored 5 books. Gallup is reporting that at a time when more people than ever are in need of assistance, fewer Americans are in a financial position to provide any help. Here's John Clemens with more.
Jeff Jones, the managing editor of Gallup, tells us the survey was conducted in late April amid the coronavirus pandemic.
In prior years, polling, Gallup usually found more than 80% of U.S. adults saying they donated money to a religious or other type of charity in the past year, except for 2009, during the worst economy since the Great Depression when it dipped to 79%. While the full economic toll of the coronavirus situation has yet to be realized, it may surpass that of the Great Recession, if not the Great Depression.
Volunteer activity has also plunged to 58%.
And Twitter's making a difference for some California kids trying to learn from home. CEO Jack Dorsey tweeting he's donated $10 million to make sure kids in Oakland have computers and internet access. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.